One of the things I noticed when looking through your schedule is that you do a fair amount of programs with Unity. And I can understand the kind of message you're sharing, both positive and this wideness of view on the light, that certainly would echo well in Unity. And you were over in Unity Village recently, weren't you?
Yes, they had a big convention, the Unity People's Convention, which was kind of a business meeting convention, and they had some difficult things to discuss and work out, business things. So the music team was assembled with care, and the music that would be performed over the week-long convention was carefully chosen, and I was asked to come because of my solar power bent, because I became known very quickly in that circle, in the Pazzi Music Circle. The organization that organizes the Pazzi Awards is called Empower Music and Arts. And their website, empowerma.com, it's a great place to visit. You'll find all kinds of musicians like myself there. You'll see me and other folk artists, for example, or country artists, all kinds of artists performing at Unity churches around the country, because the message is a message of love and unity, and lots of disciplines and lots of many, many musicians are writing songs that way, and now more than ever, because Empower Music and Arts has created a real container for getting artists to create more songs in that milieu. So we're traveling together, we're performing at Pazzipalooza, as they call them.
Pazzipaloozas, great name.
Yeah. And being that I've been in the house band for the Pazzi Awards, that's given me a big connection. I've done a lot of graphic design for Empower Music and Arts, which has been a big part of my deepening relationship with them. It's just a whole bunch of people who I really, really admire and respect, and they're doing beautiful work, working so hard to bring a great message out there. So at the People's Convention at Unity, which started at Unity Village in Kansas City, Missouri, and ended up in the Sheraton in Kansas, the music was carefully selected, and I was brought in because there were going to be a lot of tension, or there was anticipation of a lot of tension as difficult business topics were discussed. Since I've become kind of well known for leading big sing-alongs and one-man dance parties, I was brought in to bring that kind of fun and energy to the event for the evenings, for cocktails and for afterward, so that people could unwind and let off some steam.
I guess given the tension, it would not have been ideal to sing the song Onward Christian Soldiers, Marching Us to War. That just would not have been the right message for that time. And I bet you that's not one in your repertoire.
It's not, no. No, the ones that I chose for the late night dance and sing-along parties were really just fun, all about fun. And the opening ceremony at Unity Village was crafted by Sue Riley and one or two other people, and they carefully chose songs that were written by New Thought musicians that had the right message.
I'm really so happy that Unity is there, such a fertile ground for that kind of music and for the thought, and just have it produce waves that go across the world.